In a black star-sprinkled sky, we soar backward over Earth. Massive block letters of gold and silver orbit into view. The continents show the speckled, electrified glow of hundreds of cities. The Earth eclipses the sun, and a massive word hovers front and center. Universal, a Comcast company.
Hazy circles of light overlap, their colors and sizes vary. Words appear. Focus Features, a Comcast company. The O in focus is blurred. Focus Features presents an Anti-Gravity Academy and Spark Features production. An Unapologetic Projects and Maiden Voyage Pictures production. In association with Cedar Road and Lucrative Media. A shaky view shows a mailbox exploding. Our view becomes shakier as a group of teen boys runs off. An elderly woman watches them go. While running, a dark-haired teen points the camera at himself. Credits appear in English and Chinese characters, a film by Sean Wang. The dark-haired teen sneaks into his sister's bedroom. Isaac Wang, Shirley Chen, Cheng Li Hua. He opens a drawer and picks up items. He grabs a Livestrong bracelet and slings it at a picture of his sister. Raul Dial, Aaron Chang, Mahela Park, Sharon Cilia Dank, Monte Bozeman, Sunil Mukherjee Murillo. He writes an entry in his sister's online journal. An excerpt reads, "My farts smell like flowers." He clicks post. Chung Sing, a slim woman, steps away from a painting canvas and passes by a calendar. It shows July 2008 with 28 days crossed off. The credits continue. The teen boy listens to music on an iPod. He jumps on his sister's bed, then watches YouTube on her computer while playing with a tiny skateboard. He turns his head toward the door. In the kitchen, the slim woman beats eggs and washes lettuce. She chops vegetables, then adds meat to a sizzling pan. She removes a lid from a dish, revealing bamboo leaf dumplings. She spots someone walking into an adjacent room. "Vivian, go wash your hands and come eat dinner." The teen boy poses in the mirror wearing his sister Vivian's clothes. She enters her room as he puts on a sweater. She sneaks toward him. A title appears in English and Chinese characters. Didi. Chris, the teen boy, eats dinner with his family. Didi, eat a little more.
I'm not hungry.
Nai Nai, I don't want it. I don't want it. Boys need to eat more in order to have muscle so they can become a strong man. Nai Nai, don't feed him. He can grab it himself. Look how skinny he is. If I didn't feed him, he'd be a pile of bones. Chung Sing glances at Vivian. "Only 1 month until my little bird flies away. Don't forget to eat fruit. It will help your digestive system so your poop isn't so hard.
Okay.
And you must floss. You won't be able to see a dentist as easily in college."
"Is Dad going to be home to see me before I leave?"
He doesn't know yet. Vivian shakes her head.
Classic.
Nai Nai turns to Chris. "When you go to college, don't go so far. Just go to Stanford. You can live at home and I can cook for you every day if I haven't died yet."
"Nai
Nai, don't talk like that."
"Stanford, as if he's going to survive high school."
Chris and Vivian stare at each other.
"Stop wearing my clothes."
"Stop wearing my clothes."
She looks down with a half smile.
"Dumb horse.
What'd you just call me?"
Vivian,
don't be so loud.
"He just called me a whore!"
"Called you a horse, like your zodiac sign."
Vivian wears a dubious look.
"I wish you could be a whore."
"Mom!"
Didi apologizes.
"No, you're more like a lizard with your scaly-ass eczema skin, you know that?"
"Fuck you, pizza face!"
She throws chopsticks.
"Lizard bitch, you got stains on my sweater!"
"Yeah, it's my sweater! Yeah, he literally just called me a bitch!"
"What is bitch? Don't say dirty words."
"You're only born because I wanted a little brother and I wish you died in the womb."
"Yeah, you're only born because of a broken condom."
"You don't even know how condoms work, you never will."
"Shut the fuck up, okay? Conversation over, I win."
"You just decided what a conversation is! Stop talking, were you? You absolute moron! You treat me like a baby!"
Nai Nai slams her hand on the table.
"Kana,
look, what kind of a mother allows their children to behave like this? They scream at each other, even at the dinner table. No class. Vivian stands.
You think you're so cool? But you're not.
She pulls on his hoodie strings.
Nobody likes you!
Hey, get back here!
Vivian dishes. Come back. You didn't finish eating. Hurry back here. Chris walks out of the bathroom, then steps back in and unscrews the top of a lotion bottle. He lowers his pants and pees inside the bottle. He zips his pants, then puts the top of the bottle back in place. He shakes the bottle and sets it down on the bathroom counter. In the garage, he places his camera on the floor. A view from the camera shows him taking a close look at the lens. He flips over his skateboard, then tries performing an ollie. He leaps in the air, but fails to land both feet on the skateboard. He tries the trick several more times. While successfully doing an ollie, his mother opens the door behind him.
Yes! Oh, yes!
You can't exercise after eating. It's bad for your stomach.
Mom, you just ruined my clip.
The video plays on YouTube. Don't put the camera on the ground. It's a bad angle. Your composition will be ugly. On his computer, Chris clicks on an AOL Instant Messenger window. Messages from Fahad the God read, "Bro, check out this dope gaming site I just found, www.meatspin.com. Chris replies, "LOL, fuck off." Fahad sends more messages. R-O-F-L-L-L, damn it, you coming to this party tomorrow or what? Heard Maddie's gonna be there. Chris types, "Nah, I can't," then replaces the text with "LOLL dude IDC." He hits send, then goes to Maddie's MySpace page. A song autoplays as the page loads. He scrolls past her profile picture and about me section and her top 8 friends. A comment from a teen named Josh asks Maddie if she wants to go to the mall. He pauses the song, then checks out Maddie's pictures. She looks off to the side with writing on her hands. PC for PC, Maddie cakes. In other photos, she poses with her friends and her dog, Rosie. Now she sits on a tree branch. A message from Fahad reads, "Maybe you can finally get your DW before freshman year." Chris replies, "DW with a question mark?" Fahad writes back, "Dick wet, summer 2008, adding 2 equal signs and a capital D beside the number 8, indicating a penis. He adds, "But for real, just talk to her. She for sure has yellow fever. Wang wang, skeet skeet." Chris goes back to Maddie's MySpace page. Beneath photos of the band Paramore, she lists her relationship status as single. Vivian sleeps in her bed. Chris sneaks into her bedroom and looks around. He glances over at Vivian, who moves in her sleep. He carefully steps toward her chair and grabs a shirt before leaving. At an orthodontist's office, the doctor and his assistant examine Chris's braces. Chris sits with Fahad near a baseball field.
Hot pink. All right. Baby blue. No? That's like the best color. Green?
He shows his braces.
Indigo?
Yes, sir.
Dude! Bro, man, he's gonna want a rubber tongue all over them. Indigo braces. Hope you brought some wax, dog.
What the fuck is the wax for?
An athletic Fahad. Teen approaches.
Yo! Fahad! What?
What are you wearing?
This is like my normal outfit!
Dude, camo shorts are fucking gay!
Bro, your mom is gay!
My mom has cancer, you fucking bitch!
Dude, what the fuck?
I forgot, dude. But, bro, you can have cancer and be gay!
But I don't think that's how it works.
Man, the teen high-fives Fahad and Chris. They walk together.
The wing.
Bro.
What? Lil Wayne Wang in the house. You know how it is.
Nah, but for real though, dude, like Lil Wayne wears camo shorts all the time.
Well, then he's gay then.
Dude, everyone wears them.
So then everyone's gay then.
Wearing his sister's Paramore shirt, Chris trails behind Fahad in the athletic team.
Mexican Kenny?
I think he's Filipino.
Nah, dude, that boy talks hella Mexican.
Yo, what you mean by that?
Like, just calls me like essay and shit. I swear to God, he's just all about the like Mexicano slang. Like, I don't know.
That's so weird. Wait, hold on. Did I tell you about Rishi?
Who's Rishi?
It's just like baseball shit. You don't gotta worry about
it. Yeah.
What about him though?
Dude, he shit his pants during practice. And he was all like, my mom's pulling a prank on me. She put poop in my pants again.
They walk up to a house.
Yo, bro, where have you been? I've been hyping you up too much, bro.
What's good, Artie?
What's up, virgins?
You're not a virgin?
No, I fricked your mom.
They approach a pool.
His mom has cancer.
Oh, my bad. Is she okay?
No, she got cancer.
I'm sorry for your loss. Yo, Jade!
You're still alive.
Jade, this is my boy I've been telling you about. He's the most freshest, flyest Pakistani in all of Fremont. That's Jade. She's a real one.
Hey, what's up?
And that's Ellie.
Hi. She's a dumb bitch. Wait, what was your name again?
Fahad.
Fakwad.
Bro, shut up. These are my friends right here. We got Wang Wang, Soup.
Your name is Soup.
Well, my real name is Jimmy, but everyone just calls me Soup.
Why?
His house just like always smells like soup.
Yeah, my mom cooks hella kimchi.
Chris spots Maddie. She steps away from the pool. He watches her walk toward the house.
Christian has some really good stories.
Yeah, I mean, like, they are.
Nah, they heck of a
place. Chris leans towards Soup.
My mom loved Dave Letterman.
Hey, can you, like, call me in, like, a minute?
Dude, why?
Just call me. All
right, whatever, man.
Chris casually makes his way inside. Maddie eats a snack with her back turned to him. He stands beside her. Chris looks over at her. They briefly make eye contact and he looks away. A wide view reveals them standing at a dining table.
Maddie, come here, you have to see this.
What's up?
She leaves the room and he answers his phone.
Hey.
Yo, why'd you ask me to call you?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay, bye, Pookie.
So Hardeep starts pissing in the river, right? And Wang Wang starts filming him. And then he uploads it to YouTube and titles it Hardeep Pissing in the River. And he sends it to us. And we're like, all right, yeah, that shit go. But then a few days later, I get a call from Hardeep. And he's like, yo, bruh, can you tell your boy to take that video of me pissing down? My dad saw it, and he's like, fucking heated,
cuz. I said, frickin', I've been cussed since sixth grade.
All right, whatever, frickin'. So I text Wang Wang to take the video down. And he's like, okay. But then the next day, this motherfucker calls me again. And bro's like, hey, can you tell your boy?
Maddie enters the living room with her blonde friend and they sit. Chris stares at them.
And I was like, I did. And he was like, well, he didn't do it. He just changed the title to Gagandeep Gupta, Pissing in the River.
Nighttime, the kids watch Superbad.
Yeah.
I gotta be home back. All right, dude, just like hurry up. My mom's gonna be here soon.
Okay.
Chris heads upstairs and knocks on a door. He opens it and checks inside. He walks over to a different door.
Come in.
What?
It's unlocked.
No, I could just wait until you're done.
Chris steps back. Maddie opens the door.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I just thought that was, like, the restroom. So I was kind of like, yeah, you know, knocking on doors and stuff. So.
It's okay. I like your shirt.
She points to the Paramore shirt.
Thanks.
Hayley Williams, I love her.
Yeah, I love Hayley Williams, too.
Maddie, come on.
Okay. Do you want to come hang out with us?
Sure.
Okay, come here.
Chris looks hesitant. He steps inside the bedroom. She makes a video on a computer with the blonde teen.
072908, baby! You're finally 15 like me!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! We love you
so much!
Wish you were here.
We wish you could have been here, but we hope you're having fun! Bye!
Bye!
Chris sits on the bed behind them.
You look fugly.
No, you don't.
You wanna try?
Maddie turns to Chris.
Sure.
He takes a balloon.
So, you know each other?
He inhales the helium.
Yeah, you look familiar. You go to Horner, right?
Yeah, but, not anymore. I just graduated, so, you know, thank God.
Yeah, Horner kind of, like, sucks dick, you know?
I liked Horner. Yeah, I thought Horner was fun.
Chris awkwardly nods.
What was your name again?
I'm Chris, but all my friends just call me Wang Wang.
What should I call you?
You just call me Wang Wang.
Wang Wang? Is that like the sound a duck makes? You know, like, wang wang.
Chris wears a faint smile.
Oh, okay.
He stops his phone from ringing.
Sorry. I gotta go. But, thanks for letting me just, like, hang out with you guys for a bit.
Yeah. Okay, bye. I love that song.
Oh. Yeah, me too.
You have good taste in music. Are we Facebook friends?
I'm not sure.
Hey, well, you should add me.
He holds back a smile.
Okay.
Bye.
Maddie turns to the computer. Chris remains on the bed. She looks back at him.
Aren't you leaving?
Yeah, I just give me a second.
He adjusts himself before rising to his feet. He walks out of the bedroom. A close view shows a mouse cursor hovering over a list of years. The cursor lingers over the year 1994. While creating a Facebook account, Chris selects 1990 for his date of birth. He types in his email address.
Daddy? What? Daddy? What? Okay, I'm coming!
Hurry up then, the food's getting cold. He types in the email address babiesandfire@hotmail.com, then creates a password. Beneath the password, words read, password strength weak. He adds more characters, making it a stronger password. A security question asks, who was your childhood best friend? He types in Fahad, then finishes signing up as his sister barges in.
I swear to God, if you ever pee in my lotion again, I'm gonna period in your mouth.
What the fuck? Ah,
she licks her hand, rubs it in his face, then exits his room.
Mama!
Nai Nai reads a newspaper with a magnifying glass, then washes dishes. Chris takes video of her exercising in the backyard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Old people can't afford to fall, so we have to stretch and stay active. Don't film me. I'm so ugly.
What are you talking about? You're beautiful.
Nai Nai, you're 20 years old.
I'm giddy.
No, you're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
In her art studio, Chung Sing dips a paintbrush into a palette. A framed photo shows her with her kids. In glimpses, paintings depict a child playing a violin and a woman holding a baby. Chung Sing stares at a canvas with a thoughtful expression. She shifts her gaze down, then looks back at the canvas. Later, she stands in Chris's room and holds her painting.
Didi?
What?
Can you look at something? He keeps his back turned to her.
Look.
He looks at her painting depicting people on a beach. What do you think? A closer view shows young Vivian and Chris on the beach. I want to submit it to the National Art Competition. He turns back to a YouTube video.
I look stupid.
She steps closer toward his computer and leans over his shoulder. What are you watching?
Nothing.
Why is he talking like this? Don't copy him, okay? You should speak normally.
Just stop nagging me.
I'm not nagging you. I'm just caring. In the video, a teen goofs off on a playground. Don't be foolish like them.
Get off the dance floor and start doing your chores. It's Sunday afternoon!
Using a digital camera, Maddie takes a selfie on a playground, then looks across the park. Chris runs over to a group of teen boys. They stand in a circle while two teens fight in the middle. Soup swings his arms wildly and the other teen backs away. A white, muscular teen takes off his shirt. He points at Chris.
I'm thinking of you. Come on, get in here.
He makes fun of Chris's eyes and gyrates his own hips. Someone shoves Chris. He and the muscular teen square up in the ring. Maddie watches with her mouth agape. Chris hits the teen in the face.
Hey, no face shots. What the hell?
Go away, Wang! Woo!
Chris gets low. He rolls along the ground, then wraps his arms around the muscular teen, who struggles to fight him off.
What are you doing?
The muscular teen punches Chris in the face.
He bit my nipple.
At home, why were you guys fighting? Chung Sing holds a hard-boiled egg to Chris's black eye. We were just playing. Playing? This is playing? See? You let them go out and this happens. Children are supposed to be playing with crickets by the creek or hide-and-seek in the backyard, and your son is fighting people like a gangster. If the police sees, they're going to think you beat him and take him away. Then he can't get treatment for the wound, and he'll go blind. And if he's blind, he can't go to college. If he doesn't go to college, he won't find a good job. If he doesn't find a good job, he won't find a beautiful wife, and he won't be able to have children. And the Wang family legacy is over. You're too dramatic. If my son were home, this sort of thing would never happen. Well, he's not here. Chris looks at Nai Nai. Does it hurt?
Nai Nai, no.
You pesky kids. Getting through to you is hopeless. Nai Nai's leaving. Forget it. Chung Sing holds the egg to Chris's eye. Does it hurt?
Told you I'm fine.
Okay, then. Press it against your eye. Don't remove it. Chris holds the egg against his face, then bites into it. Chung Sing stands. Such a stubborn boy. She leaves the bathroom. Checking his phone, Chris smiles as he eats. In his room, Chris checks out photos of Maddie on Facebook. He receives a message from Meow It's Maddie X3 on Instant Messenger. It reads, "What's up?" He replies, "NM, you? Maddie, just ate dinner. How's your eye?" Chris responds, black, haha. Maddie, lololol, aw. Pretty gangsta, not gonna lie. At least it'll fade before yearbook photos. Chris selects a menu of yellow emoticons. He closes it. Maddie writes, "I'm glad you're okay, though, smiley face emoticon." Chris types, "Thanks, heart emoticon." He changes the emoticon from a smile to a face with its tongue sticking out, then hits send. He adds, "What are you doing?" Maddie, "Looking for a movie to watch. Any suggestions?" Maddie misspells suggestions, then corrects herself. Chris browses Maddie's Facebook page, then clicks Info. Her list of favorite movies reads Mean Girls, The Devil Wears Prada, The Notebook, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Finding Nemo, A Walk to Remember, and 13 Going on 30. He writes to her, "Have you seen A Walk to Remember?" Maddie, "OMG, are you serious? That's like my number one fave movie ever." Chris, "I love it." Maddie responds in all caps, "Really?" Chris, "It's hella good." He adds several L's to the word hella. Maddie, "I feel like most guys don't like it." Chris types, "Why?" but doesn't hit send. He Googles, "A Walk to Remember." The results include the phrases romantic drama, sensual material, and chick flick. Maddie, "I guess you're not like most guys," heart emoticon. Chris stares at her message, chuckling to himself. A half moon glows in the night sky. In the bathroom, Chung Sing scrubs a stain out of Vivian's sweatshirt. She carefully opens Chris's bedroom door. She steps inside and lays the sweatshirt over the back of his desk chair. She leaves the room. Chris remains asleep in bed beneath the covers. Daytime. Chungsing crosses off August 7th on the calendar. On August 22nd, text reads, Vivian UCSD. Chungsing stares at the calendar. In a parking lot, Vivian and Chris watch their mother open an umbrella.
Mom, can you not?
Umbrellas are for rain.
The sun is very strong today. It's bad for your complexion. In a store, Chungsing examines Vivian's face. Did you put on lotion today? Your skin is very dry.
Can you not comment on my body? Quiet.
At the front of the store, Chris idly looks through a selection of erasers. Picking one up, he glances over his shoulder. He pockets it, then looks out the window as skateboarders roll past the store.
Come on, Corey, keep up!
Shut up, bro! Coming! Hella slow!
Hey, push faster! Come on!
Chris's eyes follow them. Outside the store, he approaches the skaters. Two of them do tricks, while the third, a shaggy-haired teen, sits on his board while eating a burger. Leaning against a pillar behind the shaggy-haired teen, Chris watches the others. Chris looks down.
What's up?
Still eating, the teen looks back at him.
Hi.
The shaggy-haired teen sets down his burger. One of the skaters observes Chris.
These guys are really good. Yeah. Thank you.
You guys, like, sponsored?
Almost, bro.
You wish.
I've been trying to get these clips for this barracks thing that's coming up next month, but we don't really have, like, a filmer at the moment.
Once we got them clips.
I just need, like, two more tricks for my sponsor me tape, and then I'm good.
Chris nods.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys, like, need a filmer, I film.
You film?
Yeah.
Like, skateboarding?
Yeah, skateboarding.
You film skateboarding?
Yes, I film.
It's kind of perfect, because we don't really kick it with our filmer at the moment.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, what happened?
Pepper died.
He's gone.
Yeah, rest in peace, bro.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Bro, I'm fucking with you, bro. He fucked my girlfriend, so we just kind of stopped kicking.
He's dead
you know
to
what I mean?
Us. Though, you
let
know?
Him fuck your girl, bro.
Hey, what's your name, bro?
Chris looks thoughtful.
I'm
The tall teen raises his eyebrows.
I'm Chris.
Chris? Donovan, man. Pleasure. This is Corey. Nugget,
what's up?
All right, right on, man.
Nice to meet you.
Please, do not fuck my girlfriend.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I got a girlfriend.
Oh, you
got a show.
Where you gonna get you a girl? All right, man, well, you got like a YouTube or something I could look up? I'll check out your videos when I get home.
At home, Chris hurries into his room and pulls up his YouTube account. He opens videos titled Crazy White Lady Freakout, Fahad Getting Owned, and Smoking a Sticky Note. In the videos, Chris runs away from the exploded mailbox, Soup kicks Fahad's crotch, and Chris puts a rolled up sticky note in his mouth.
Inhale. Wu-Tang that shit. Wu-Tang it.
Soup and Fahad grin. Chris goes back to the previous page, selecting those videos and several others, including Gagandeep Gupta pissing in the river. He clicks Delete Selected, and a pop-up appears. Are you sure you want to delete 8 videos? He clicks Yes, Delete. In a restaurant. This semester, my Max joined the marching band. He does badminton, soccer, and still has a 4.0 GPA. Chungsing and Chris sit across from a woman and her son.
Waited.
Oh, Max, you are great.
You too, Shufeng. Juggling all that must be stressful for you. His father helps with so much of it. I could never handle it all myself. Oh, I see. Chungsing sips her drink. And Vivian is going to UCLA next year, right? Oh, UCSD. Shufeng looks thoughtful. Decent enough. And what about Chris? Chris skates. And he makes videos. Making videos is not bad. Like a movie director. Like Ang Lee. Chungsing smiles at Chris. You're my little Ang Lee. Maybe one day he'll even thank me in his Oscars speech. Finding success as an artist is not easy. Just ask your mother. Chungsing sips her drink. Has Chris started PSAT prep yet? Not yet. It's early, no? Early? Chris should have started last year. You should take him to Max's tutor. I'll give you his number. Oh, that'd be great. I'd really appreciate that.
Yo, Wang Wang.
Chris imagines a fish
What's up,
talking
fool?
To him.
Don't even trip, dude. Fuck them hoes. You a handsome motherfucker, man. You got strong ass teeth. You look good in shorts. That's why Maddie likes you, baby.
In his room, he shows his friends a text from Maddie.
Dude, she sent you a winky face. Do you know what that means?
How she wants your Wang. I swear to God, for my life, she
no,
wants your Wang.
No, dude, she's probably just trying to be, like, nice or something, bro.
No, she is not.
Wow. You cannot take
bro,
a hint.
Bro. Maddie could literally be touching your schlong right now, and you'd be like, oh, guys, I don't know if Maddie likes me or not.
It's
like,
so
bro, come on.
Bro.
Your eyes never take sense.
Dude, she's definitely just trying to be nice, bro.
Shut
There's
the
no
fuck
way.
Up. All right, respond. What are you going to say?
All right.
Chris types his response.
Uh-huh.
Can you type any faster?
Bro, hold on.
It reads, haha, lol, sure.
All right, is that good?
Dude. No. Are you serious?
No.
What?
Bro, for the love of God, please let me talk to her for you.
No, bro.
What the fuck is that?
This is fine.
What
bro.
Is that?
Not fine.
You have
Fahad no snatches game, the phone.
Bro.
Come on.
Dude,
come on.
I could get you this girl right now.
Bro, I'm...
Dude, please. One sentence. One sentence.
Fine. One sentence. Right, one.
Right. Fahad types, yeah, we should.
How about get Boba? Come on, that's good.
Okay, cool, fine, right, whatever.
Cool.
Fahad types, get butt sex, and sends the text.
Nope. Bro! Bro, you can't do
it. Chris jumps on Fahad. Soup pins Chris to the floor.
Hold him down! Hold him down!
Give me the phone, dude. I'm not fucking playing around. Give me the phone.
Fahad texts a jumble of letters, then adds, sorry, that was my friend. Nai Nai enters with a bowl of food. Fahad texts, you're cute. So funny. Nai Nai sets the bowl down. Apple, eat. Thank you. Very good. Fahad continues texting Maddie as Nai Nai dances. I can dance too. Thank you. I love you. As she leaves, Fahad sends a winky face and closes the phone with a look of pride.
Done.
What did you say? What did you say? Bro, come on.
I don't know, dude. We'll find out.
Oh, what? Wait, what'd she say? What'd she say? Come on.
Smiling, Fahad tosses the phone toward Chris.
Just thank me later, bro.
Chris opens his phone. Now alone in his room, Chris types how to kiss into the YouTube search bar. He selects how to kiss first time from a list of auto-completed phrases. He starts a video called How to Kiss Like a Pro. A title reads, The DIY Guys Present. Then a man and woman kiss passionately.
How to kiss like a pro. Are you a good kisser? Anybody can be with the right technique. Step one, clean your mouth. Brush your teeth, floss, and use mouthwash.
Covering his mouth, Chris smells his breath.
Step two, sit with your partner, preferably in private. Public displays of affection may be fun for you, but they make everyone else uncomfortable.
Chris takes two apple slices out of the bowl.
Step three, relax and clear your mind. Focus only on the person in front of you.
Chris gently kisses the apple slices, which form makeshift lips.
Lean to the person until your lips touch. Keep lip contact soft and gentle in the beginning. Oh. Step four. Open your mouth enough to slowly slide your tongue into your partner's mouth. Just remember to keep it slow and soft, not darting or invasive.
Chris kisses Don't the apple slices more passionately, then nibbles one of them. Nighttime, at the park, Maddie and Chris sit on a playset.
Do or do not. There is no try.
What is that?
Yoda.
Oh yeah, Yoda.
Maddie stares at him.
Have you never seen Star Wars?
I've seen Star Wars.
What color is Yoda?
I don't know, like a... Mm-hmm. Like a... Mm-hmm. Like a metallic chrome.
A metallic chrome?
Yeah.
No.
Like a bright yellow?
No, then no.
Okay, I've never seen Star
Wars. Yeah. How have you seen A Walk to Remember, but not Star Wars?
Chris shrugs.
don't know. I think my sister probably, like, made me watch it or something.
I didn't realize you had a sister.
He nods.
Yeah, I have a sister.
She older or young?
She's older.
Nice.
Maddie rests her chin on her arm.
I have an older brother, so that's why. Yeah. I was wondering.
Are you too close?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, we were close before he left for college, so I don't really get to see him that much anymore. Are you close with your sister?
Chris glances at her, then purses his lips.
Yeah.
Maddie nods. He looks off in thought, then turns to her.
Yeah, I have a gift for you.
A gift?
A gift.
For me?
He hands her the eraser.
What is it?
It's an eraser.
An eraser?
Yeah, it's got the big side, and then it's got
the little
roller side. It rolls.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like it. Can I ask you a serious question?
He briefly glances away, then looks at her.
Sure.
You've seen Jaws, right?
Chris stares off. He shakes his head.
No?
No.
Wow. Okay. What about E.T.?
Yeah, I've seen E.T.
Okay, yeah. Let's see who can do a better E.T. impression.
Okay.
You go first. Jinx. Okay, now you have to go first.
Okay. Just E.T. impression, all right?
If you've seen the movie, you'll know.
Yeah, I've seen the movie. E.T.
She gives him a look, then lowers her head.
You have not seen E.T. before.
I definitely have seen E.T.
No, you definitely haven't.
That's the sound he makes at, like, the end credits.
Yeah, okay.
Chris smiles and scratches the back of his head.
You know, you're pretty cute for an Asian.
Chris glances at her, then nods slightly. Maddie stares off with a thoughtful expression, then looks over at Chris.
Have you ever played the nervous game before?
He shakes his head.
No.
Maddie puts her hand on his shoulder.
Are you nervous?
He shakes his head and she moves her hand to his forearm.
Are you nervous?
He glances toward her hand, then shakes his head. Maddie moves her hand again.
Are you nervous?
As Chris looks down toward her hand, she moves it again.
Are you nervous?
Moving her hand further, Maddie leans close to Chris.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I mean, I am nervous. I just... Can you,
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's
because
okay.
I freaked out a little bit.
It's okay,
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. It's okay. Really.
Maddie glances at him, then turns away. Wearing a distant expression, Chris leans his head against the playset. Later, Chris walks alone across a wide, empty street. At home, he unlocks the front door, then slowly enters the house. In the kitchen, Vivian sits with her foot on the table. She eats while reading a book. Chris takes off his shoes.
Where are you?
Nowhere.
He sets down his keys.
Hanging out with the hot and soup.
He trudges toward the stairs.
Oh.
Okay, so what were you doing? It's not like you have any other friends, and also no one likes you.
Shut the fuck up!
Vivian looks up from her book.
Why are you always so mean to me, huh?
What?
I can't wait for you to leave so I don't have to see your ugly face again!
He runs up the stairs. Vivian wears a shocked expression. Nighttime, in his room, Chris lies awake in bed. He stares off with a blank expression. A close view shows a Facebook feed. Vivian writes on Jen Lee's wall, "Yeah, finally hit me that I'm leaving home in like 12 days. Packing now, but..." After a string of random letters, the end of her message reads, "Kinda bittersweet." At the top of Chris's feed, a writing prompt asks, "What's on your mind?" Daytime. Chris rides the bus with Fahad.
"Bro, how'd things go with Maddie?"
Chris glances away, then nods.
"Good."
"What do you mean good? Like good or good?"
Chris glances around, then leans in.
"She touched my wiener."
"No. No way she gave you a hand job."
Chris shrugs.
"I'm fucking proud of you, dude. For the first time in my life, I'm actually proud of you." "Good shit, dude. Finally."
On a mini golf course, Fahad and Chris play with Jade and Ellie. Jade's purple ball misses a hole. She goes to retrieve it while the others wait. Later, Jade and Ellie pose in front of a colorful monument of a three-headed dragon. Using a digital camera, Ellie takes a selfie with Jade.
"Can you take a photo of all of us?"
Jade hands the camera to Chris. She, Ellie, and Fahad pose in front of the dragon heads. Chris aims the camera.
"Wait, give us like a 1, 2, 3 or something. Come on.
Come on, bro. Aren't you like the camera guy?"
He holds the camera upright.
1, 2, 3.
They sit in a dining area.
Just walk onto the crime scene, like slip, like, "Oh shit. What the hell is that? Semen." It's like, dude, what are burglars even doing these days?
"How do you even think of this stuff?"
"You write what you know."
"Isn't that Dave Chappelle?"
Fahad glares at Chris, who hangs his head.
"Oh, yeah. You're quiet."
"Yeah, quit being weird, bro."
"Not being weird."
"Just a little bit. I'm just kind of like silent over there."
"Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have any funny stories?"
Chris turns to Fahad.
"Why are you looking at me?"
Chris shrugs.
There's a squirrel story."
"No, please don't. Don't fucking do that."
"Wait, what's a squirrel story?"
"It's nothing. It's just, like, not a great story."
No. Tell us. You have to tell us." "Yeah."
Fahad stares at Ellie.
"Don't listen to him. What's the squirrel story? Go on, tell us."
"Okay. Well, there's this one time we were walking through the park, you know? And I saw this dead squirrel on the floor, and I thought it'd be funny if I showed it to my friends. So I picked it up and I put it in my backpack, and then you know, we got to the park. I pulled out the squirrel."
In a flashback,
and it was like, you know, super dead and stuff. And they're like, "Holy crap!"
Chris and his friends stand over it.
"I'm pretty sure that's dead,
bro. It's been dead."
"And then after that, we're gonna bury it, you know. But my buddy Soup, he pours this like energy drink into the squirrel's mouth, and then like starts like spazzing out, and starts freaking out, and everyone's like..." "And then my other friend, he like grabs it by the tail and he starts like swinging it around like Indiana Jones. He looks like an absolute like psycho, you know? He's like chasing us, we're running away from him."
Hardeep chases them with the squirrel.
And then like the tail like pops off, and then like the squirrel like goes flying, but he's still holding the tail. It's just the squirrel, you know, it, and then it's like really crazy.
The flashback ends.
"What the? Wait, so did you bury it or no?"
"No, we put it in someone's mailbox and..."
"No, I would stop there."
"Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's animal cruelty."
"You know her mom works for PETA, right? She could send you to juvie."
"Mm-hmm."
"Oh. Okay, sorry. Dumb bitch."
"Whoa."
"Okay, I can't believe you just said that."
"What? I don't know, I'm just kidding."
"Kidding?
She called her that before. No. Like, I thought it was like her nickname or something."
"Are you serious?
You think my nickname is dumb bitch?"
"Yeah, no.
No.
Sorry."
"I can't believe you said that."
Outside the mini golf course, a minivan arrives.
"There's my mom. Some friends are coming over and I'll watch a movie. If you want to come."
"Yeah, for sure."
I think there's only room for one more in the car, though.
Oh, okay.
But if you want, you could take the bus and meet us there.
Dude, you're cool with taking the bus, right?
Chris shrugs, then nods.
All right. Later, dude.
Bye.
Yeah, go for it.
Wait, can we tell Soup to come?
The van's automatic door struggles to close.
I'm so sorry.
Fahad glances at Chris through the side window. Chris watches the van drive away. Nighttime. Chris sits on the curb, resting his elbows on his knees. A car drives past him. Chris reaches into his pocket. He pulls out his flip phone and holds it against his ear. In his mom's car, he sits in the passenger seat. Chris stares out the window.
Didi?
Are you okay?
Fine.
You look sad.
Are you sad?
Fine.
If you're not fine, you can also tell me. Chris turns on the radio. Chung Sing turns down the volume. Chris glances at her, then turns it up. She turns it down.
Mom,
I can't focus on driving when it's so loud. Chung Sing glances at Chris, who stares out the window. Chris furrows his brow, then turns to his mother.
Mom?
Yeah?
Did you fart?
No.
Oh my God, you farted.
Maybe I did. I am not sure.
Unlock the window.
Well, it's broken.
It's broken? Oh my God.
Sorry.
It smells like shit.
Chris hides his face in his t-shirt.
Are you smelling it?
I'm helping you. I'm sniffing the fart away. The salad I ate today. Okay. All gone. Chris pulls his face out of his shirt. Have you eaten yet? At a McDonald's, Chris bites into a hamburger. Eat slower. You have to let the saliva soak in the food. How did I give birth to a little dog? Close your mouth. He shows the food in his mouth. Don't show your ABC. They share a smile. Chris glances down. His chewing slows as he watches her use a fork and knife.
What are you doing?
Eating. A deconstructed burger sits on her tray. She cuts into it with the knife.
So Asian.
Chung Sing looks up at Chris. She watches him eat with his hands. I talked to Xu Feng, Ah Yi's tutor today. It could be good for you.
Mom.
I already signed you up. I already paid.
I'm not.
Go.
Chris stands outside a two-story home. A garage door opens, revealing several students inside.
You're late. Come sit down.
Chris sits at a desk. A boy sitting next to Max throws a balled-up piece of paper at Chris.
Josh, go back to work.
At home, Chung Sing reads a letter from the Painters Association Selection Committee, which includes the phrases, regret to inform you, and not selected. She sadly gazes at the letter. In his room, Chris clicks through photos posted on Facebook. In a post, Fahad, Jade, and Ellie pose in front of the three-headed dragon. A comment from Fahad says, "Yo, us three gotta do it again." Instant messages from Maddie say, "Hey, are you mad at me?" Chris studies the messages with a thoughtful expression. He types, "No, I think I'm just kinda embarrassed." The mouse cursor hovers over the block button. He clicks on it. The instant messenger window says Maddie signed off. Chris clicks on his buddy list and selects Soup's screen name, KRN Soup Jesus. As he types, a notification says, "GotMilk77 has sent you a message." Chris accepts. The message reads, "Yo, it's Donovan. You still trying to film?" Grabbing his camera, backpack, and skateboard, Chris races downstairs. At the kitchen sink, Nainai pulls dishes away from Chung Sing. "Give it to me. Quit nagging me, Nainai. See, this is why the house is so chaotic, because you never let me help. Stop pushing me, I'm almost done washing them. You really are an incompetent mother. No wonder my son doesn't want to be home." Chung Sing picks up the broken plate. "Will you go away for just 1 second? You are such a burden." "What? You think I'm a burden? All I offer to do is help because clearly you can't handle it. And if it weren't for my son working, making money, this family would have nothing and we would all be homeless. I'm the reason this house is a home. Not you. Not him. It's me." Chung Sing shuts off the kitchen sink faucet. "I know you find me unworthy, but I swear, if you don't stop criticizing me, I will kick you out." Vivian finds Chris. "Do you understand? I am done." Vivian drives while Chris stares out his window. She glances at her brother and looks concerned.
"You okay?"
Still staring out the window, he nods. They approach the skaters.
"Wait, this is where you and your friends hang out? Business parking lots."
"Yeah, you could just park right over here."
Vivian pulls into a parking space. Chris turns to face her.
"Thanks for, grabbing me."
"No problem. I think I'm gonna stay out for a while, too. So just give me a call later if you need a ride. Or anything, okay?"
"Okay."
Chris gets out. Vivian stares after him. He approaches Donovan, Corey, and Nugget. A square fountain sits in the center of a walkway in the parking lot. The teens walk up steps leading to the fountain. Chris opens the LCD display on his camera. Donovan and Nugget ollie over the stairs while Chris films. Corey draws on a no skateboarding sign with a marker. He crosses out the N in no and replaces it with a G. Chris smiles while taking video. Corey continues to deface the private property sign. Donovan skates over the cement beside the stairs and falls over.
"Bro, what?
I got some balls there."
"Hey, right here, right here. Coming."
As they skate, a security guard arrives.
"Hey, run it back.
Hey, both of you guys. You, you, and you. Out. I've seen you here before.
How you doing, man?
Fun time is over."
Chris films the security guard approaching Donovan.
"You are done.
Done, sonny, son.
That's you."
The security guard reaches for Donovan, who skates away. He grinds on the cement bordering the stairs and lands in the parking lot. Corey and Nugget follow Donovan on their skateboards. Chris grabs his backpack and skateboard. He runs after the skaters as the security guard chases them. The skaters all wear wide grins. Chris glances over his shoulder. The security guard slows to a stop. Chris smiles as he runs after the skaters. in Donovan's car.
Bro, that security guard could not keep up. You just juked the fuck out of him, bro. We gotta see that shit.
You clipping your nails back there, bro?
It's good, bro. I'm catching them.
Kill the vibe, bro. That's hella tripe, bro. You can't be doing shit like that if people win.
Bro, I gotta cut my toenails. I'm gonna cut my toenails, bro. Look.
Hey, Chris, you got that clip of me, though?
Oh, yeah. I got that clip.
That shit was wet, bro. That shit, man, I got the throw down the juke, stomp that shit both. That's my opener.
Yeah, you're like all up in his face too. You know, he could have fucked him up or something.
Yeah, I'm more on my peaceful shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm on that Zen path. Yeah. Hey, you good to send me that clip later though?
Yeah, I'll send you that clip. I'm probably gonna like film some other clips before that though, and like edit it together, you know, like mix it up.
Okay.
We got motherfucking Spike Jones or some shit over here.
I'm about to edit that shit up.
Hey, respect his craft, bro. Chris, thank you for pulling up on us today. We really need you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you've been doing your thing. I appreciate you for coming out.
Yeah, that's what's up.
At Chris's home, a door opens and light shines across the staircase.
Mom?
Chung Sing's easel and chair stand in her studio.
Mama.
Sunlight peeks through drapes in the living room.
And I?
A view from the kitchen window shows laundry hanging from a clothesline.
Mom?
Nainai lies on the ground beneath the laundry. Chris rushes to her side.
Nainai!
He slowly pulls her up into a sitting position. She wraps her arms around his neck. In a bedroom, Chung Sing lies Nainai down in bed. Vivian sits at the foot of the bed while Chris stands nearby. I lay there for almost 3 hours. I call. Nobody responded. Nainai, it's okay. Chung Sing takes Nainai's hand. How many years do I have left? I won't even be here to see Chris graduate high school. That won't happen, Nainai. You two can feel free to leave. Let Nainai rest.
Hey, can you give me a hand with something?
In her bedroom, Vivian stands on a desk chair. She pulls colorful stars from her ceiling. Chris holds the chair steady.
So, who are those people you've been hanging out with?
Chris purses his lips and looks away.
Friends.
What do you guys do when you hang out?
Just skate.
Just skate? Well, promise me you won't do anything stupid.
Okay.
A close view shows Google's homepage. Text appears in the search bar, how to be a filmer. The word skate gets added before filmer. Search results appear and a video plays.
Make sure to keep your subject in the center of the frame. Yeah,
buddy. Chris films the skaters in the same manner as in the video. He films Nugget and Donovan jumping over a small set of stairs. A Google search reads, best skate spots, Fremont. An image shows two cement steps with American High School captioned underneath. At the steps, Donovan skates over a green trash can lying on its side while Nugget falls over. In a different Google search, text reads, what skaters say. Results include sick, rad, buttery.
Dude, that was buttery.
A search reads, composing cool shots. Close views show the phrases, choose interesting angles, and foreground elements.
Why are you filming the plants?
Foreground.
You look a pervert.
Chris films through a tall plant, then shows Donovan standing at the top of a fence. Chris updates his Facebook profile picture. He poses with a skateboard. Donovan takes the camera, aiming it at Chris.
What the fuck?
Chris dances. At the high school, Chris follows the skaters.
Hey, yo, Wang Wang!
Yo, bro, what you doing here?
Just hanging out.
With who, bro?
Fahad sits at a table with Jade.
Friends?
All right, where are you guys headed?
Yo,
let's go!
What are you waiting for?
To a party.
Oh. Yo, can we come?
Chris glances at the skaters, then back to Fahad.
There's no room in the car.
Ah. It's all right. It's okay. All right, see you, bro.
Chris walks away. Nighttime, Donovan leads the group into a house party. Mac, a teen with dreadlocks, greets them.
Hey, what's good, bro? What's good, buddy?
Yo, who the fuck is this?
This is Chris. This is my filming, bro. It's cool. He's up next.
Hey,
little
Chris?
Bro be in the field with us getting clips.
Yeah. Oh, shit! Ain't you the nigga that be filming for both of us?
What's both of
them? Nobody's nuts in your fucking mouth! Hey, what's good, bro?
Yeah, why you doing like that?
Moving further into the crowded house, Chris goes down a flight of stairs. In the basement, glimpses show people chatting. Someone snorts drugs while another teen exhales smoke. Chris glances around, then goes to a snack and drink table. Finding a tray full of small plastic cups, he picks one up and sniffs it. Watching other teens grab cups and squeeze the contents into their mouths, Chris does the same with his own cup. He grimaces. He picks up a water bottle and drinks from it. He sets the bottle down and grabs a lemon bar out of a plastic bag. He takes a bite, then sits on a couch. A couple sits beside him, kissing passionately. Grabbing a pillow, Chris places it between himself and the couple. In the backyard, while some teens skateboard, Chris finds Donovan filming Mac rapping.
I told Granny crib, and she fed me all her lemon bars. Wait, you left the crib.
Where you been at?
You must have walked hella far. Cause when you came back, I have fucked Granny hella hard.
Hell.
A teen hands a joint to Chris, who smokes it.
Hey, you good? I did that shit, though.
You did not. Come on.
Okay. You good? How the fuck that shit tastes, boy?
Chris offers the joint to Donovan.
I don't smoke no.
Yeah, you a bitch. I'll hit that, though.
Chris gives the tiny joint to Mac, who tries to smoke it.
This shit out, bro. It's bad.
Bro, you let that shit go out? You should Wu-Tang it.
Wu-Tang, nigga, like the Clan?
Yeah, it's... Now, here, let me show you.
Yeah, you got that. Yeah. I don't fucking know, bro.
Chris puts the joint in his mouth, then inhales it.
This Asian motherfucker just ate the roach! Nigga, what the fuck? Yo, what's your name, bruh?
Chris.
Chris? Hey, Asian Chris! Asian Chris! Asian Chris!
Half Asian.
Right?
Half Asian.
I'm Asian Chris.
Donovan, Nugget, and Corey join in on the chant as Chris continues coughing. Inside the house, a slow-motion, distorted view shows Chris in front of a mirror. His reflection shows multiple pairs of eyes, which blink out of sync with each other. A moving view drifts to a nearby doorway. A figure wearing a blue dragon head starts talking.
Bro, you good?
Our view drifts past the dragon head.
Yeah,
Brazilian.
Chris turns toward a squirrel with a halo.
Over here. Why did you kill me? I didn't want to die.
This is at home, Chris vomits into a toilet while Vivian rubs his back. Vivian, are you okay in there?
I'm fine. Well, I'll do
I have diarrhea. Oh, okay. Don't forget to wash your hands. Vivian grimaces. Get it out.
Here. Drink.
She hands a glass of water to Chris, who drinks from it.
Didn't I tell you not to do anything stupid?
Chris leans over the toilet.
Please don't tell Mom.
Daytime. In the driveway, Chung Sing packs luggage into her car.
Whatever.
Let me do it. Go say bye to Nai Nai. Vivian walks up to Nai Nai and hugs her.
Bye bye, Nai Nai.
Make sure you take care of yourself. Nai Nai offers her a red envelope. I don't need it. She puts it in Vivian's hand. Take it. Okay, thank you. Vivian puts it in her purse. Thank you. Take care of yourself. Vivian hugs Nai Nai.
Bye-bye.
She turns to Chris and adjusts the purse strap over her shoulder.
Bye, I guess.
Chris nods slightly.
Bye.
Vivian hugs her brother. As Vivian hugs Chris more tightly, Chung Sing smiles at them, then heads toward her vehicle. Vivian steps back from Chris and approaches the car. Nai Nai waves at her. Don't forget to eat fruit. Okay, Vivian gets in.
Bye-bye.
Chris watches the car go. Upstairs, Chris slowly opens Vivian's bedroom door and walks inside. He glances around at the now bare walls, then finds Vivian's UCSD sweatshirt folded on the bed. Picking it up, he holds it to his chest as he sits on the bed. A Facebook chat thread with Vivian fills the view. Chris types, "Have fun in college. Thanks for the sweater." He closes the chat, then reads a status update from Maddie. "Blah, hate when I do something wrong and feel like a shitty person. Frown emoticon." A comment from Josh Batista reads, "You good? HMU." Chris moves the cursor over Josh's name. Now wearing Vivian's sweatshirt, Chris flips open his phone and holds it to his ear.
Hello?
Yo, I think I'm near your crib. Can we come over and look at those clips real quick?
Like right now?
Chris rips an anime poster off the wall. Later, he lets Nugget, Donovan, and Corey into the house.
Look, bro, where the bathroom at?
Just down there to the right.
In Chris's room, bro? He signs on to his computer. Yeah. His username reads Wang Wang.
Hey, who did all the paintings in your house?
My mom.
Really?
Wang Wang? What's a Wang Wang?
That's some of these apples.
Yeah.
Okay.
Running in, Nugget joins them.
More than a dog boy.
All right, what I miss?
Hey, you wash your hands?
Nah.
Get the fuck off.
Bro, I'm trying to wash these clips.
That is nasty. You're nasty.
Chris opens a folder labeled Skate Stuff and plays a video. In it, Nugget lands an ollie off a low set of stairs.
That stall is insanely crusty. Yeah, we got that double.
I had to get that shit out of the way.
That's
crazy.
Y'all back
on that. Damn, that shit was sick, huh? That shit
was Chris plays another video, which shows Nugget jumping over a green trash can.
It's a little shaky, but this is...
Sorry. Every film is a bad day.
It has a little bit of steam. Oh, play that clip where I fucking juked that security guard. We gotta see that,
oh, yeah,
bro. I've been waiting for so long.
The security guard.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Let's go. Fucking
Chris
God.
Opens the shaky video of Donovan and the security guard.
Put that shit on right
yeah, that one right there.
Yep.
Here we go.
There it is.
The video maintains a close frame on the argument.
Swear to God.
Swear.
Bruh, he was all in the way, like, damn.
Watch this juke. This is an NBA juke right here. Oh!
The camera zooms out but misses Donovan's jump. The video becomes blurry as Chris runs. Nugget and Donovan exchange a look.
You didn't see the board.
What the fuck?
Show's on, baby. All
right, bro. All right, so check it out. I'm no, like, filmer or expert or anything, but that's definitely not usable.
I thought you were, like, a filmer, right?
None of those were usable.
Yeah, I just... I couldn't focus up. I'm sorry. Damn.
I'm going to buy groceries. Do you need anything? Chung Sing enters.
Hi.
Ni hao.
She waves at the boys.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Chris' mother.
Hey, I really like your paintings.
Really beautiful.
Oh.
By the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You notice?
Yeah, I love the colors and stuff.
I paint all myself.
Mm, that's cool.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Wait, so, if you're Asian, does that mean your husband is white?
What? My husband, Asian.
How are you half Asian? Yeah,
It's she's probably just forgetting.
Mom. Chris ushers Chung Sing out. Right, don't push me. Okay, I heard you. Chris turns to the others. They exchange glances.
Sorry, I'm sorry you had to see that. It's just, she could just be, like, super annoying sometimes and...
Dude, don't talk to your mom like that.
She wasn't even being annoying. Like, what were you even doing?
Man, this kid's kind of whack.
Yeah, you're kind of right.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Nighttime. In his room, Chris puts his sheets back on the bed and rehangs the anime poster. Later, he watches the footage of Donovan and the security guard. Our view becomes blurry before Donovan makes the jump. Chris gazes at the footage, then closes out of the video. He selects every video in the Skate Stuff folder and deletes them all. Closing his Skate Stuff window, he navigates to his Instant Messenger buddy list and opens a chat with Fahad. He types, "Hey, are we still friends?" The cursor blinks at the end of the unsent message. Navigating to the top 8 friends section of his MySpace profile, Chris clicks on Fahad's picture. He scrolls to Fahad's top 8 friends and finds his own profile missing from the list. Chris shifts his gaze downward. He closes the internet browser and the unsent message to Fahad, then scrolls through his buddy list. The mouse cursor moves past a list of friends currently online until it reaches a bot, Smarter Child. He opens a chat with the bot. Chris, sup? Smarter Child. Hi, Big Wang 510, you know, hanging out. Chris, I said sup, you motherfucking bitch-ass ho. Smarter Child. Humans, 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 always with the language. Chris, sorry, I'm just kinda sad. Smarter Child, it's okay to feel sad. Would you like to hear a joke? Chris hastily types a response, misspelling several words. No, I keep fucking everything up. Everyone hates me and I have no friends left. Smarter Child, I'm your friend, smiley face emoticon. Chris stares at the screen. Wearing a pensive expression, he leans back. Daytime, in the tutor's garage.
Okay, let's take a quick break.
Chris stares off thoughtfully as the tutor stands. On the front porch, Chris fumbles with something on his skateboard. In the distance, Josh notices Chris and points him out to Max.
Yo, Chris!
What up, bro?
Do some skate tricks?
Josh sits beside him.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Huh?
Josh puts his hand on Chris's knee and leans close to him.
Are you nervous?
Chris faces forward. Josh playfully shoves him.
Man, I didn't realize you were such a G, bruh. Hey, Are you a Fremont Asian gangster? Yes or no? Come on, man.
Chris looks at him.
Sure.
Yeah? Wait, hold on. Fremont Asian gangster? Oh, wait. So you're a bag? Oh, God. Hey, that was good.
Chris glances at Max, who averts his gaze.
No wonder you wouldn't kiss Maddie. You're gonna get me in trouble.
Josh stands.
I got it. Hella good, bro. Yeah.
As he and Max walk away, Chris hits Josh with his skateboard.
Oh, what the fuck?
He punches Josh, knocking him down.
Lost it.
Teacher, Chris stands over Josh with a furrowed brow. Nighttime. In a wide view of the tutor's house, people stand by the porch. Across the street, Chris sullenly watches them from the front passenger seat of his mother's car. Chung Sing gets into the driver's seat. How could you do this?
He started it.
I don't care. You can't hit people.
Why the fuck are you taking his side?
Don't say dirty words.
Why do you never listen to me? I'm your son.
Do you know how your behavior makes me look? Like I raised a son without a single manner.
Yeah, well, maybe if Dad raised me, I would have been a better son. But no, I'm stuck with you, and you can't do shit.
You dare say that to me?
Huh?
What do you I spend my entire life taking care of you. I work so hard every day, all for you.
Yeah, bullshit. Dad's the one in Taiwan making the fucking money, while all you do is just sit at home and draw fucking clouds.
You think this is the life I wanted? You think this is what I wanted? You know how much happier I'd be if I didn't have you?
I couldn't care less whether you fucking leave because you're just a fucking failed artist.
What child would dare talk to their mother like this? Do you think Max would do this?
Shut up! I'm sorry I'm not fucking Max. I'm sorry I'm not a fucking bragging right to your fucking friends. I'm not the fucking embarrassment here.
Stop it.
I'm ashamed to be your fucking son.
Enough. Chung Sing raises her hand abruptly. Flinching backward, Chris stares at her, then hurries out of the car. Chung Sing stares off, distraught. A moving view keeps pace with Chris as he sprints down the suburban street. Rapid, blurry glimpses show Fahad and Maddie as Chris runs. Slowing to a stop in the middle of an empty street, Chris leans forward and puts his hands on his knees. Later, he walks on a sidewalk beneath an overpass. A streetlight shines above him as he trudges along with his hands in his hoodie pocket. He arrives outside a dark and empty McDonald's. Trying the doors, he finds them locked. On a moving bus, he leans his head against the window and stares impassively out of it. In a park, Chris approaches a playset. Ducking beneath it, he leans back against a pole and slides down to the ground. Chris scratches his head, moving his hood slightly off his hair. He leans his head back against the pole, then rests his chin on his folded arms. Daytime. As the sun rises, Chris sits in the same position. He briefly lifts his head up, then rests his face against his arms. He leans his head back against the pole. At home, a stationary view shows one of Chung Sing's paintings hanging in the entryway. The room briefly brightens, then gets darker. A view from the kitchen shows the window above the sink and the backyard beyond it. Climbing the stairs to the second floor, Chris starts walking toward his room. He stops in his tracks. Turning reluctantly, he goes to his parents' bedroom door, which stands ajar. Chris enters Chung Sing's bedroom. He stands in the doorway. Lying in bed, Chung Sing reads a book. She turns her attention to Chris.
Are you ashamed of me?
What?
I ran away, but you didn't even look for me.
Chung Sing sits up. She waves Chris over. Come here. She pats the bed. Chris sits beside her. He wears his hood over his head and keeps his hands in his lap. Chung Sing gazes at him. Do you remember when Vivian ran away when she was 14? Chris shakes his head. She asked me to sleep over at Annie's house, and I didn't let her. She looked me straight in the eyes and said,
Mama, I just want to let you know that I hate you.
And then she ran away. She was gone for 3 days. I was so scared. Then one day, she just came home. She didn't talk to me, wouldn't acknowledge me. But I was so happy. Compared to her, you are not so stubborn. So I knew you would come home. Chris meets her gaze. You know, sometimes I sit and think about how I ended up here. So ordinary. Is this what my life has amounted to? I wonder, what if I didn't marry your father? If I didn't have you and Vivian, what would my life be like? Maybe I would have come to America by myself. And I'd have become a successful artist by now, with my own studio in New York.
Sometimes I dream.
But then, getting to watch you and Vivian grow up here, make friends, and learn so many things I can't teach you, I realize you are my dream. How could I be ashamed of you?
I am so proud.
Chris looks away from his mother.
But sometimes it's a little hard.
Chris smiles at her. She pulls his hood down. Come here. Chung Sing pulls Chris into her arms. He rests his head against her shoulder as she rubs his back. She cradles the back of his head, rocking back and forth. Chris sits in a dentist's chair. His orthodontist removes his braces.
That's it.
In a mirror, Chris rubs his teeth.
Ready? Smile.
Students pose in front of a photographer. Chris sits in a chair. Folding his hands in front of him, he smiles.
And tilt your head a little bit. And 3, 2, 1.
A student ID bears Chris's image. The ID card says, Christopher Wang, Fremont Springs High School, 2008 to 2009. Chris walks down a hallway. He passes by other students and classroom doors. He approaches a wall of lockers. He pulls on a lock, then opens another locker door. He scans the area. He glances around, then walks forward. He makes his way toward another wall of lockers. He passes other students sitting at picnic tables. Maddie and her blonde friend stand at her locker. Chris approaches. He presses his lips together.
Maddie?
She turns.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Her friend grimaces, then leaves.
What's up?
Not that much. Did you get a haircut?
No.
Right. I just came over here to say that I'm, sorry for not texting you back. It's kind of like busy with family stuff and back to school shopping and, you're a pretty cool person, so I was just, wondering if you want to, hang out again, ever.
Maddie bows her head, then faces Chris.
You punched my friend Josh in the face.
Yeah. Yeah,
Okay, well, later.
Maddie walks away. Chris nods to himself. He smiles, then walks in the other direction. In the quad, several booths feature different school clubs. Groups of students crowd around the different displays. Chris walks past the booths. A girl with a side ponytail and red jacket stands at one of the booths. Chris approaches the group surrounding her presentation.
Welcome to Visual Arts Club. This year we're doing a mural, some more analog photography, and we just got a big donation of video equipment.
Soup grins and waves. Chris smiles back. Across the quad, Chris spots Fahad at the debate club booth. They lock eyes. Fahad wears a stern expression. Fahad gives Chris a nod. Chris nods back. Chris approaches the visual arts booth. He writes his name on a sheet. Chris gets into the car with Chung Sing.
Hi, Didi.
Hi.
How was today?
That's pretty good. I signed up for a visual arts club.
Have you eaten yet? At home, Nai Nai sleeps in her bed. Chris and Chung Sing walk down the hall past her doorway. In the kitchen, Chris and Chung Sing sit at the table. Chung Sing gazes at Chris as he eats with a fork. She leans her head against her hand and wears a small smile. Chris lifts his head, meeting her gaze. They lock eyes. Chung Sing continues to smile as Chris studies her face. He blinks while gazing at her. Cut to black. A title appears, both in English and in Chinese characters. Didi. Remaining opening credits. Alaysia Simmons, Alicia Saeed, Georgie August, and Joan Chen. Casting by Natalie Lin, Nafisa Kapdanwala. Costume designer, Brianna Murphy. Music supervisor, Toko Nagata. Sound designer, Jackie Zhu. supervising sound editor, re-recording mixer, Andy Hay, CAS, composer, Josue Greco, editor, Ariel Zakowski, production designer, Henrui Wang, director of photography, Sam Davis, co-producers, Lisa Chanoff, Sakurako Fisher, co-executive producers, Lamar Vertel Scott, Tomas Whitmore, executive producers, Dave A. Liu, Jennifer J. Pritzker, executive producers, Chris Columbus, Eleanor Columbus, executive producers, Robina Ricciatiello, Joan Chen, executive producers, Chris Quintos Cathcart, Tyler Boehm, produced by Carlos Lopez Estrada, PGA, Josh Peters, PGA, Valerie Bush, PGA, Sean Wang, written and directed by Sean Wang. End credits roll. Line producer, Scott Wickman. Unit production manager, Gillian Mahar. First assistant director, Elaine Gibson. Cast, Isaac Wang as Chris Wang. Joan Chen as Chung Sing Wang. Shirley Chen as Vivian Wang. Chang Li Hua as Nai Nai. Mahela Park as Maddie. Raul Dial as Fahad. Aaron Chang as Soup, Sharon Cilia Dank as Donovan, Sunil Mukherjee Murillo as Corey, Monte Bozeman as Nugget, Alicia Saeed as Jade, Alicia Simmons as Ellie, Tarnvir Kamboj as Hardeep, Shufang Wang as Shufang, Jaden Chang as Max, Josiah Lagonoy as Josh, Joshua Hankerson as Mac, Georgie August as Georgia, Cade Hunter as Colin, Jerry Bowen as Mrs. Miller, David Leal as Rent-A-Cop, Mackenzie Peters as Visual Arts Club Rep, DeMarcus Demand Shigon Gray as Tyshawn, Cameron Foxley, Emma Foxley as Kissing Couple, Cousteau as Dog in Kissing Video, Spike Jones as Dead Squirrel, Sheng Wang as Dead Fish, Stephanie Shu as Kissing Tutorial Instructor. Stop Talking, performed by Motion City Soundtrack. I'm a Cuckoo, performed by Belen Sebastian. Touchdown Turnaround, Don't Give Up on Me, performed by Hello Goodbye. Kids and Heroes, performed by The Bouncing Souls. Hey Now Now, performed by The Cloud Room. Gangster Life Party, performed by Unko Same and Unko Chin. Sunday Afternoon, performed by John LaJoy. 66th Street, performed by Atmosphere. Imaginary Girl, performed by The Silver Seas. When You're Around, performed by Motion City Soundtrack. Sacred Heart, performed by Cass McCombs. Sunshine, performed by Atmosphere. Amarillion, performed by Data Rock. All Around the World, performed by Zion I. Dirty and Grimy, performed by La Cosa Nostra. Hey, performed by Pro and Reg. Golden Haze, performed by Sasha Lung. Copyright 2024 Talking Fish Pictures, LLC. All rights reserved. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Focus Features. Read by Xanthi Page. For Mom. Anti-Gravity Academy. Spark Features. Unapologetic Projects. Maiden Voyage. Focus Features, a Comcast company.